Test 65, Section 2, Question 15. And here, we're looking for the flaw in the argument. And we're looking for, it says, every year, approximately the same number of people die of iatrogenic diseases, the direct results of treatment or hospitalization, so people die in hospitals, as die of all other causes combined. So basically, stuff people die of because they got it in hospital or because of treatment, same as everything else combined. Therefore, if medicine could find ways of preventing all iatrogenic diseases, the number of deaths per year would decrease by half. So if we could get rid of all of those deaths or all of those diseases, then the deaths would decrease by half. And with this one, my problem with this was, well, eventually everybody's going to die. So maybe they wouldn't die then, but they are going to have to die sometime from something. And so just because they don't die from those, you know, iatrogenic diseases, doesn't mean they won't die at all. And really, at some point, the death rate's got to catch up. You know, maybe you'd slow it down for a little while, but eventually maybe you'd just have a ton of people dying of old age. So that was kind of the flaw that I saw. So A, prevention of non-iatrogenic diseases will have an effect on the occurrence of iatrogenic. Well, we actually really don't care that much about the non-iatrogenic diseases. Then B, some medical treatments can be replaced by less invasive or damaging alternatives. Well, that's not really super relevant to us at all because we don't really care about replacing those treatments. People who do not die of one cause may soon die of another cause. And that sounds kind of like what I was saying, that just because they don't die in the hospital from treatment doesn't mean they're not going to die at all. Maybe they'll die from something else. There's no way to prevent all cases of death. Well, the reason why this is not relevant that it considers that is it doesn't say that we can or can't. It's saying what would happen if we could. And so we don't have to worry about whether or not it is possible. It's just saying if we could find a way, what would be the result? And then whether a non-iatrogenic disease occurs, there's a risk of disease. It's not about occurrence versus risk. It's because we're saying what would happen if we got rid of it all. And so therefore, answer choice C is definitely our best one.